Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Been a while since you talked to our old buddy here.
How long has it been?
How long has it been, Puss?
And I'm getting a note now that says he has a story to tell. But Jungle Jack Anna always has stories to tell.
Yes, he does.
We could go all day.
How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm still alive.
Yeah, we would hear if you weren't. You're pretty famous. Pretty famous. We would know if you're still.
We keep track of stuff like that.
But how you been? Everything good? Everything? The health's good? Everything's
good? Oh, yeah, good. You're good, but you're the first radio station. I've kept it to myself, and people around Ohio know about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But real quickly, in March, I was doing a show in Vegas, mm-hmm. and got up that morning to go to Orlando for a big show I had at 4 a.m., and I started getting sick to my stomach, not once, six times. My wife talked me into, I said, I got food poisoning. No, you don't, because she's a nurse. So she took me to the hospital there, and I don't know which one it was in Vegas. All of a sudden, Jack Hanna goes to the door, and this is the first time I've said this. I said, what the heck? And I literally hit the floor dead in the hospital, in the emergency room.
How come we don't?
My heart went totally out.
How come we didn't hear about this? How come this wasn't in the news?
You're the first one. You're the first one I've told it to, because some people have found out now, because I kept it quiet until about a month and a half ago. And I said, screw it. I'm going to do this to my buddies. And I didn't think you were going to call me. I said, if they ever call me, I'm going to tell them. So that's what happened to me, and I was gone. And my wife sat next to me.
Wow.
And she was a nurse, and it was amazing. They did paddles on me, and it happened twice more, but put the pacemaker in and other stuff they did to it. But it wasn't a matter of, those guys that are listening especially, it was the electrical part of my heart. My heart's in perfect condition. Even when I went to the hospital, they showed me on the x-ray, the heart thing they took pictures of. Jack, your heart's like an athlete. It's the electrical part of your heart that went. And that happens. You get usually sick to your stomach. Your brain sends down there. Just, it's kind of a serious thing, but by golly, I survived.
The pacemaker is helping the electricity part, right? And then, you died?
Not really.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I died. Yes, I was gone. Totally gone. And can you imagine they said, I didn't listen to Sue. She's the one that taught me into getting in a cab, not 911. I said, okay, now get in a cab. Just go to the hospital. The minute I walked in the door, she said, because I don't remember, that's when I hit the floor. And the heart stopped. They called it code blue. I guess that's a bad thing. They called it the emergency room. They came running over and put the paddles on me and then got it going once or twice. But what happened, though, it was the electrical part of my heart. My heart's in perfect condition.
Right.
Guys, then you get sick to your stomach. I didn't know that. And so I'm sharing this story for the first time on the media. So because the word's getting out around certain places. So I just said, my God, I just, not on the media, but I'm doing fine. Who's ever listening? So, you can't get my heart. So.
First of all, we're glad you're
here. Has some kind of story of when they were dead. Do you remember anything, or were you just dead?
You know what? You're the first person. I knew this was coming. Damn it. I'm sorry. How am I going to know when I'm dead? I don't know what I did.
Yeah, you're right.
So I had a dream about.
You dream about what? Listen, so how long were you out? How long did you find out when you passed out till you woke up and started talking to people? Yeah. How long was that?
Well, that was at least an hour or two, because they rushed me to the emergency room and did put the pacemaker in, but that's not the point. That's not the pacemaker's there, yes, but it was, like I just said, it's the electrical part that
right.
got it. My heart's in perfect condition, so it's just a neat thing to know that you get sick to your stomach, which I thought you had a pain when you had not a heart attack, but I was gone.
So if your wife doesn't take you to the hospital, you just go on the trip, you might be dead.
Exactly. There's no doubt about it. The doctor came to my emergency room and told me, my room there at the hospital said, Jack, you should thank your wife, because if you'd waited another 5 or 10 minutes and hadn't come in that emergency room door, I'm sorry, but you would not have been here. So he was nice about it. But right now, you won't believe what I did, though. So my 50th anniversary is coming up in about a month and a half, or 50 years of marriage to Sue.
Right.
And so I thought it was a good idea, because she loves watermelons. So I told my office, okay, I'm going to get her five watermelons. And all of a sudden, what is wrong with you, you idiot? It's your 50th anniversary. Take her to the damn island, not five watermelons.
It wasn't even 50 watermelons. You had one for every 10 years.
Exactly. I thought that was pretty good.
Where'd you go? What island did you go to?
I haven't gone yet. I'm going to take her December 20th. It's a big day, so I'm going to go before that. But, you know, my wife always had two big watermelons anyway, so I'll just get her one.
Yeah.
See, I think that's much more romantic because for what you do
a
for
watermelon
a living,
for every 10 years?
Yeah. No, just for a living, and he takes her on a lot of the trips. So
well, she wants to relax, so that's why it's not.
Traveling is just, that's old hat. Get her some watermelons and show her how much you appreciate her watermelons. That's a nice move on your behalf, Jack. I'm with you.
She needs five more, all right. I'll get her some watermelons, yeah, but I got to take her to some island. I can't remember where I was going, but I'll do something on December 20th.
Well, first of all, I know we're brushing over this real quickly. We shouldn't because you almost died. You're telling us for the first time, and it's actually getting out there. Jack Hanna's alive and well. How long ago did this happen again?
Happened back in March, and I did a big show in Vegas, and I just happened to wake up that morning to go to Orlando to do one down there. And in my heart, by the way, if you put it up on the screen with all the doctors looking at it and say, Jack, look at that thing. It's perfect. And what am I doing in here? It's the electrical part of your heart. And it's just, getting sick to your stomach. I never knew that was part of a heart problem.
No, but
I found out the hard way.
Man, there's another paranoid thing happening now. Everybody's going to hear that. I'm a little sick to my stomach.
It's so sobering because, I look at you and you've always been an active guy. And I'm not going to say active guy for your age. No, you're an active guy. And as far as I know, you always have been. So have you made any adjustments?
I don't stop. Yeah.
Have you made any adjustments? Do you have to slow down a little bit now?
No, I'm slowing down somewhat, but it wasn't. They said it's the electrical part of the heart because my heart's in perfect condition as far as the heart itself.
And right.
Electrical thing is something you can't predict or anything else. So it's just, so I've cut back some on, I've got a big speech in Texas tomorrow. And then I leave out here today, and then I go, I can't remember where else. And I just got back, by the way, from filming the mountain gorillas in Rwanda. Just got back 2 weeks ago. I've been there for 4 or 5 weeks filming the mountain gorillas. There's only 200 left in the world. Yeah. Today there was only 200 left. Now we got a little bit more than that. But they're mountain gorillas, and they're the only place in the world they exist. They're not in a zoo anywhere. And then I got released manatee. The manatee on the west coast, how the red tide got them several months ago over there on the west coast of Florida. And the manatee got hit bad, so we're going to go ahead and release SeaWorld and other people have helped save the manatee, so we're going to put them back out in the wild. This Friday, we're going to film it from a TV series down right there, right south of Miami there. We're going to release the manatee, so I've got that to do.
How about the boner? Yeah. Are you still allowed to take the boner pills?
No, I want to know about the red tide.
I want to know about the boner pills first.
I want to know about the red tide first. Yeah. Explain to us what the red tide is, and then we'll talk boner pills.
Red tide is like... I can't describe as far as what chemicals or anything else involved in the whole thing is. The red tide, though, kills fish, and you heard about it, I'm sure.
Right.
You can't even, if you don't dare eat a fish unless you catch it about 2 or 3 miles off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And over on the west coast, you get more red tide, maybe because it doesn't move as much as the Atlantic, but it did come over here this year. And somehow some manatee got into it, and then SeaWorld, which has done a great job, they rescued more manatees than anybody in the world. And several millions of dollars they spent saving these things. This, not just now, but 15, 10 years ago, whenever there's red tide, usually these animals is mainly the fish and things. But if it's a real bad one, the manatee get it, and they've helped. So really, the SeaWorld has really helped save the manatee from extinction, I believe, in the years to come. So we're going to release the 4 or 5 that was saved and took in there, and they were medicated and all that stuff. So now we're going to release them back out there. But not on that side. We're going to do South Florida on film it for my series on Friday.
So you're actually obviously
release them.
Yeah, you're just busting your ass. You're still working your butt off I guess you can, because like you said, it's just the electrical part, and as long as the pacemaker is keeping your heart fired, you're fine, you're fine. So, man, that's cool. I'm glad you're still with us, obviously. That's great. I'm glad you told us originally.
I'd hate my office call you and say, well, you can't talk to Jack right now unless you go long distance. That's why I just made that up just now. I just made that up.
Yes, you did. Jack Hanna with us. He almost died, but he's fine right now.
I think what you ought to do is...
Greg, don't write his name down.
Maybe go someplace kind of boring for a week and a half.
That's why
he's
going to an island to hang out.
Someplace kind of boring that's close to us. And then he could come up and hang in the studio.
And actually where we're sitting?
Yeah, for
kind
a couple
boring.
Of days.
Yeah, that's it, right. Jack, we had a story last week real quickly. I want to bring it up before I forget about it. Somebody actually had an alligator somewhere living with them in Arizona or somewhere. Some weird place.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, that weird place known as Kansas
what?
City.
What?
Yeah, somebody had a Kansas City alligator, and we were wondering, the guy kept it as a pet without, by the way, something around its jaws there, like a wire. So can you domesticate an alligator?
No. I've seen people. I know some people down in Florida that really their life's been working with gators, and they know how to read them. You know, I just don't go along with the thing of being a pet. But yes, I saw a guy that had two of them. Mm-hmm. He did, but he was a professional at it. He did use the word pet. He said, "Jack, do not use the word when you leave here." Yes, the alligator can sometimes, you know, be trained to a certain extent. But for me, I mean, watch the gators and what I've seen. I just filmed those last year in Everglades, and those things are like a bullet. And by the way, they sit out there. They sit out there in the water. Their little eyes, you know, are like a submarine. Mm-hmm. You don't see the eyes,
right?
And so, when that gator, by the way, can feel vibrations up to a mile away underwater, they can feel vibrations. So you cannot go down there. And in Africa, I was filming once, giraffes and stuff. And all of a sudden, the giraffe was eating, drinking water along with the zebra. All of a sudden, the crocodiles, if you want to take something in speed, alligators is one thing. But the crocodile, even more aggressive. And they're like a bullet. That thing came flying out of the water. I was filming. That thing came flying out of the water. And that animal was drinking. And the animal barely got his hoof. And the animal jerked it away and got away. But I've seen, you know, a lot.
Yeah,
there are some people, you know.
Go ahead.
It's tough, yeah, because some people go to wash their clothes in the rivers and stuff in other places. Like even I did it in a river in Africa. I should never have done it. And mm-hmm. I found out that that the people that live there sometimes, you got to be very careful. Those crocodiles over there are just laying at the bottom. And again, they feel the vibrations of almost anything. So people have to be very careful. The alligator, by the way, can travel a long distance at nighttime, too. Those things are, they're not to mess with.
There's a great scene in Jungle Jack's Wild Countdown. You're sitting with somebody from Florida, and you're in an alligator nest, and you're looking at the eggs, and he goes, you know, if the mother was around, if one of the babies were around and they were in distress, they'd be making this, and you actually make the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you realize, what the hell am I doing? I'm making the distress noise, and there might be a mother alligator around here, and I'm going to get us all killed. But it took you a second to realize that.
Well, I tell you exactly. I wasn't thinking again. You know, you're exactly
no,
right.
You
I don't know what's wrong with me. I've filmed crocodiles and everything else. You do not go near a crocodile or near that nest. If you go, I guarantee you, the mother crocodile is not sitting right there where they bury those legs. Mm-hmm. They're maybe about 10 or 15 feet away, and you can't play. They're in the bushes or something. You go near that nest within 10, 15 feet, you're not going to be alive.
Jack, you've told us 1,000 times over the years that I wasn't thinking right. How the hell are you still alive when it comes to that? Because you live in the wild, you know so much about it, but you always make little jokes about it. I really wasn't thinking when I did that. Do you think you're lucky?
Oh, yeah, I've been lucky, but I respect the animal world. You know, one thing about me is, you know, these animals that have, you know, as a matter of fact, we've lost, I think it was like 60% of our wildlife in the last, I just read this the other day.
Yep.
In the last 30 years, we lost 60% of our animals throughout the world. So, you know, I just think people are now recognizing that and hopefully, you know, leave some room for some of these animals at least.
Yeah, let's hope so. Why are the gorillas going away? Are they poachers?
Yeah, when I went to Rwanda, you've heard of Rwanda. By the way, it's the safest country in Africa. You know the genocide happened in 1994. I lost some friends in that. It was a terrible thing, no doubt about it. Rwanda now is voted the safest country in Africa. Kigali, the capital, is the safest city in Africa. I have a little home there. I did not build a home for my wife. I built it for people who came there to visit who might be a person that has a high office, like whether it's vice president of our country or president or other countries throughout the world. And some of the guys go there, and I'll be recognized. And I do not I rent it, but all of our money goes to our two schools over there. So, but the gorillas, real quickly, 1982. Remember Diane Fossey, the book *Gorillas in the Mist*, and the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I knew her right before she lost her life, and that's when the gorillas were up there. She's the one that kind of discovered them, and not discovered them. Mm-hmm. Saw them that they were only back then. By the way, at that time there were like 20 gorillas, mountain gorillas, left in the world. 20. That means it's going to be gone forever.
Man, and all of a sudden, 20.
Yes, and that's it. And now it's up to about 200 because the Mountain Gorilla Veterinary Project, which I helped form, the veterinarians did a great job. And now you have that many up there in Rwanda and obviously going on top of those mountains. And I just got back from filming them again. And you can imagine a gorilla And I'm not trying to be nasty on this when I say this.
Yeah.
But it is true. A big mountain gorilla, when they do breed, his thing is, and it's true this, everyone, it's not that big. And so what happens is she gets to breed her, and then all of a sudden she'll go and move or stuff. And that's another little issue with the mountain gorillas. It's not just a mountain. They were poached. In 1982, I went over there for the first time. You won't believe this. They were selling ashtrays with illegally, and I didn't know it was illegal. I did not buy it. Had a gorilla's hand. It was like, you know, made it real hard with plastic, with stuff they put on it, and that was used for an ashtray.
A gorilla's hand? Bad. A hand?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were poaching them and selling the hands in 1982. And you know, those guys have all been stopped now, obviously, and the gorillas are doing pretty good coming back now. But, boy, back in 82, they were on their way out in the mountain gorillas, and there are no mountain gorilla in a zoo in the world. There's not one.
Did I hear that right? You said the gorilla's junk is not that big, so it's tough to have sex?
Correct.
Got it. I thought I heard it right. I didn't know that. Oh, no wonder they're pissed. No wonder they're pissed all the time. No wonder they pound their chest. They got small junk. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's not that I just sit back on a rock and watch this crap. I'm just saying what you told to me.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you watched it or not, but, I mean, obviously somebody told it to you. I didn't know that. That's very interesting. Jungle Jack with us, by the way, in case you missed it just earlier in the show. He had a heart attack. Not even. What even called a heart attack? Yeah. What was it back
in
March?
What would you call
it wasn't a heart attack. It was an electrical part of your heart. It's not a heart attack.
Right.
You call it another term. I can't remember what it was, but, no, I'm... He said that my heart's in perfect shape when I was in the hospital. And all of a sudden, he has a big thing up there with all the, you know, showing me the heart. But another doctor in there, and they all saw all these tubes and all these things in there. And I said, my God, look at it. If I got, I didn't mean to be funny because I was trying, I was on some drugs. I said, God, has the worms got into my heart? And the doctor goes, he starts laughing. Are you nuts, for God's sake? That's your blood vessels, for God's sake. That ain't worms. I was being serious. I had this medicine in me. And I saw these wiggling things up in there. And I said, because he wanted to show me my heart. I said, oh, God, what's going to happen to me? And his other guy started laughing his butt off, both doctors. I said, what's so funny, for God's sake? I'm in the damn hospital right now.
Right.
And I almost kicked the bucket. He said, they aren't worms, Jack. That's your vessels. And my God, where are you from? I said, I'm from Tennessee. I'm from Tennessee. He said, that makes the story, right? And I shut up. Don't make fun of me. I did not marry my cousin. I did not marry my cousin, okay? I didn't marry my cousin.
No, I've seen that video of hearts pumping blood, and you thought they were worms? That is kind of stupid, don't you think?
It was stupid, but I'm on drugs. I mean,
that's true. You're on drugs. You're lucky to be alive. You're on drugs. You're right. I get it.
He also visits lots of parts of the world where worms climb into your blood vessels.
That's true.
And up to your heart.
That's true.
I can see where that might be in the back of your mind.
That's completely true. You're right.
That's a good point, Steve. Yeah.
That's your answer now when you hear that.
From here on in, say, you know, I go to a lot of places.
I like that. Yeah, I'm about to do that.
Worms attack your heart.
All right.
Well, you take care of yourself. Jack, one of these days I want to go on. An African safari, and I want you to be my guide. So you need to be around for a little while because it's going to take me a while to save up.
Hey, real quickly, for everybody listening that's freaking out about having a stomach ache or getting sick, how bad was it? How sick were you? Because a lot of people you were sick to your stomach and it was your heart.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get sick to their stomach and now they're going to be paranoid.
Oh, I got you. Yes.
How bad was it?
I'm a big hypochondriac. So what were there?
Were there any symptoms?
Go ahead.
Symptoms leading up to it, Jack, or did it happen just all of a sudden?
My wife and I went out. I was in Vegas doing some shows. We just went out to a real nice restaurant. We ate dinner and stuff. And at about 3 a.m., I got sick. 3:30 again. 3:45 again, and finally after five of them, she said, 911. I said, no, you're not. You're going. I said, okay then, Sue. She said, let's get in the cab. And all of a sudden, she pulls up that door, like the doctor said, Jack. Number one, where I was, they had this heart machine in that part of the hospital. Can you imagine? The doctor said this. He said, Jack, you've been 1 minute later, because I was getting sick to my stomach in the cab going there. So I'm just saying, I never knew that getting sick to your stomach three or four times was a heart issue.
No, me
but either. I'm just telling you, that's what happened. They says electrical part, Mr. Hanna, that's what happened. Well, I don't know anything about electrical part of the heart, but obviously vomiting is, obviously that's what the giveaway. If I hadn't done it, because I was going to tell my wife, I have a huge speech for about 2,000 people in Orlando for this special garden thing. I was going to be a speaker there, and I had it booked for I don't know how long. And I said, Sue, I'm going to get on the plane right now. I'll quit throwing up. Then it got to happen again. She said, no. And she grabbed me by the arm, took me to a little taxi there to go to the hospital. I wasn't going to call 911. And that doctor came in my room there after I woke up from being gone. He said, Jack, thank God you didn't get in that plane because he's very nice, but that would have been your last plane ride. And boy, he hit me right there.
And then an hour later, they're all laughing at you. You think there's worms in your heart. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what?
My wife said, I went to the bathroom in my pants, and it was terrible. I didn't mean to do that. I was gone, so I didn't go to the bathroom in my pants.
Yeah, you're allowed to pee. You're allowed to pee yourself when you pass out.
And a lot of us, when we piss in our pants, don't mean to.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, thanks for sharing it with us. We appreciate that. And you know, I guess it was an honor to hear that from you first here on the show. We appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. But I'm doing fine now, everybody. I'm doing okay now.
All right. Have the docs advised that you make any lifestyle changes? What are you going to do?
No. He said it's an electrical part of the heart.
You're in great shape, Jack.
Yeah. It's just a matter of this thing will happen, and it happened to people, but you're in good shape. But if you want to cut back so much, which I have been doing, yes.
All right.
As far as speaking, so
well, happy anniversary.
Not your show. I told my people in my office, you better not cut the Todd and Tyler show. If you cut that show, I'm gonna cut. You know,
I'm gonna cut you. He's getting mean now. I'm gonna cut you.
Yeah. Well,
happy anniversary, Jack. Tell your lovely wife happy anniversary for us.
Yeah, and ask her if she's interested in coming to Omaha.
Yeah.
We got watermelons
right in December.
In December.
Well, you got to have big ones. All right. All
right. Thank you, Jack. Let's
talk
soon.
Keep in touch, bud.
All right. Thank you, Jack. All right.
Wow.
Well, get that out to the media. I hate to use Jack as a pimp for the show, but, you know, we got nothing. Jungle Jack broke the – I didn't hear that story. We would have heard that.
And he said this happened in March.
Yeah, and he said some people in Ohio, the friends and family – might have started getting out, but he hadn't announced anything officially on any news outlet. I didn't hear it anywhere. And
no.
He told us. It's the first time he's told the story. So that's pretty cool. He trusted us, you know, with the dick jokes. We appreciate Jungle Jack, and he's alive and doing well. Very cool.
Yeah, well, if he would have really trusted us, he might have told us back in March.
He didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And he waits for us to call him. It's like he doesn't want to bug us, right? That's what it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just hit up his assistant whenever we have, you know, when Craig does some story that sparks the thought here.
You cut Todd and Tyler, I'm going to cut you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.